Job chapter 6. Then Job answered and said, "If only my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my hardship were laid in the scales together with it. For now it is heavier than the sand of the sea, which is why my words are wild. For the Almighty's arrows are in me, my spirit has to drink their payload. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. Does the wild ass bray over grass? Or does the ox low over its fodder? Is bland food eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? I have no appetite for such things. They are my uninviting food. If only my request might be considered, and that God would grant my wish. If God were to be pleased to crush me, to loosen his grip and to cut me off, it would nevertheless be comfort to me, and I would endure in writhing which he would not spare. For I have not concealed the Holy One's words. What strength do I have that I should have hope? And what is my final condition that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones? Is my flesh brazen? Is it not the case that I have no help in my own resources, and that competence has been driven away from me? To him who is in low spirits, kindness is due from his friend, even if he has abandoned fear of the Almighty. But my brothers have acted treacherously, like a torrent. Then, like torrent tributaries, they vanished. They are inhospitable because of ice, and in them snow is hidden. When they are exposed to scorching conditions, they vanish. In the heat, they dry up on the spot. Their course is brought to a standstill. They evaporate and are lost." The travelling companies of Tamar looked on. The caravans of Sheba put hope in them, but they were put to shame for where each put his trust. They arrived there and were confounded. "For now you are no comfort. You see a terrible thing and are afraid. Did I say, 'Give me support,' or 'Offer me some of your wealth,' or 'Deliver me from the clutches of adversity,' or 'Redeem me from the grip of fierce men'? Teach me, and I will be silent, and cause me to understand in what way I have erred. How forcible words of uprightness are, and how strongly reproving your reproof is. Do you think you have reproved my words, or scattered to the wind the words of one in despair? Indeed, you cast down orphans and undermine your neighbour. So now, be willing to turn to me, and it will be evident to you if I lie. Reconsider, I pray, let there be no more injustice, and reconsider also whether I am right about this. Is there any injustice in my tongue? Can my palate not discern perverse things?